I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's good and welcome in. Grant and Danny on the Fan on a Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. The show is coming to you live from our Navy Yard Half Street Studios downtown in D.C. Back in the district via a 6 a.m. flight out of Milwaukee. That meant a 4 a.m. alarm at the hotel this morning. I pre-ordered my Uber for 4:15.
Good. First of all, amazing. Terrible. I am so scared to do that. Everybody, I've traveled multiple times with people that are just like, I'll pre-order the Uber for some ungodly time because my flight's super early. And they have such confidence that it's going to work. I'm like, imagine that person that's going to get that the actual Uber driver going, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, you get the agreement. Yeah, I'll be there at 4:15. All right. That guy didn't hit snooze ever.
What percentage chance does Uber work for you or one of the rideshare apps generally, like coming out of a game, getting it efficiently? Just what batting average is that?
Pretty high percent. I'd say 80%.
All right. Imagine if that was 100. That's what happens with the prearranged driver. Because it's not like one guy named Danny who's
in the area
finding out at 11:52 p.m. you have to pick up Grant tomorrow at 4:15. It's as of that time, they grab a driver in advance and say, here's where you're going at this time. And they say, okay. But yeah. It's never been a problem. I've always had success with it. And I got to say, everything Toby's ever told you about Milwaukee is right. Milwaukee Tobes was on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Paulson, Milwaukee guy.
Milwaukee guy. That's why we wanted you to go there.
It's the affability of the people that I love so much. It's the ballpark. And then there were three that I still need to get to in Major League Baseball. And no, I'm not counting Sacramento. Not doing that. And no, I'm not counting Steinbrenner Field. That's a spring training facility. But I have been to the Trop, actually, and I have actually been to the A's Stadium in Oakland as well. Haven't been to the one that's not built yet in Vegas, though. Probably need to go put a hard hat on and check out the construction there.
Yeah, it's coming at some point, right?
See how far along they are. But happy to be back, fired up to be with you, Danny, and we got news to tend to today. Should let everybody know we're giving away Caps tickets in 2 hours at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz right here on Grant and Danny. Looking forward to making somebody a winner and giving away those tickets with Danny at 4 ahead of the Blitz. Someone's going to Cap One Arena on your guys. And we should let everybody know Friday we're at Caddy's in Bethesda.
Caddy's the OG. Everybody knows it. It's right there on Cordell. Cordell? It's right there on Cordell Avenue.
I am excited to get back out there with the Marylanders. We have not done a trip to Maryland this football
season.
And
we get chirped a little bit for that. People are like, how come we're not coming to Maryland? Well, we are. So settle down. We are. We are going to the spot in Maryland, if I could say that.
Like, from Bethesda!
Thank you very much. Caddies on Cordell is an institution. The house that Rickleman built.
Just ask Jim Rickleman.
Just ask him.
The day after he quit, he joins the Junkies and said he left the ballpark and headed over to Caddies on Cordell to have a few pops. That's what he did.
What a night.
Oh, what a night.
I got canned for not getting an extension.
Will Jim Rickleman be there Friday? Nobody knows.
No. Right? No.
What if he's just still there?
You imagine.
He hasn't left yet. But a lot of our listeners will be. So we're excited about this. Should be a great day out and about for all the folks complaining that we don't get to Maryland enough. We got some Maryland dates on the schedule, and the first of them is 2 days away for a football Friday ahead of a huge Sunday tilt with the Cowboys. We're kicking off Cowboys weekend at Caddies on Cordell. Dallas week feels pretty big this time around, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Coming off of that loss to Chicago.
Now that you're 1-3 in the NFC and squandered a golden chance to beat a very okay team at home, it's a little bit bigger.
We're going to talk about that conference record and the playoff odds for Washington in a minute. But let's get to the news that came out of the park today that nobody saw coming. Noah Brown, who has been injured and working his way back via groin injury, who last Monday, a week before the game, so now 9 days ago, we were told had a chance to play against Chicago and was trending in the right direction as he returned to practice and did more than Terry McLaurin last week. That Noah Brown was placed on injured reserve today. And this is not the baseball IR where you can retroactively...
You can backdate it.
Go back and say, since he hasn't played in a game since this date, we're going to start his four-game clock. So he's only got one more game that... Starting now... He can't play in the next four games because he's been placed on injured reserve after weeks of rehab and not being placed on IR.
Last week, we worked Noah Brown back into practice, and unfortunately, his groin didn't respond. And given that, we'll place him on IR. And the aim is to get Noah fully right. He's such a tough competitor, but it's the right call right now to get him into that spot. And let's get him all the way back and ready.
So that was Dan Quinn today. He was subsequently asked about Noah Brown getting back on the practice field. And did he have a setback, or was this as simple as the groin is just not healing at the rate that it needs to?
Yeah, well, I would say it wasn't a setback. It just hasn't responded, you know, quite the way that it needs to. So I wouldn't call it a setback. Hindsight's 20/20. And I think the main thing is, man, we're going to get him right. That's the ultimate goal, to get there. So we know that means four more weeks. And the guy's working incredibly hard at it. And so we want to make sure hit all the marks that we can with him.
Danny, I know it's hard to get every injury diagnosed correctly.
Oof.
And I know that sometimes things happen. But you would just rather almost hear that there was a setback than... Actually, this is the original injury, and he's just not healing and recovering at a pace that allows them to get him back on the field. This was the quote I was mentioning from a week before the Monday night game. This was the start of a week leading up to the Bears.
Yeah, we're optimistic, JP, and we'll have more information as the week goes on to see where they're at with he and Noah and Sam Cosmi and a few other guys that are, you know, kind of trending in the right way. We'll make sure we take all the right steps, you know, just like we do with all the guys. If they're able to, you know, fully express how they play and do the thing, then we're there. And if not, we'll have to keep waiting. But we won't decide yet. But with having an extra day, that never hurts, JP, going into it. But as we get, you know, a few more days from now, I think I'll have a better sense for if it's able to be done and what it looks like and how they're responding to it.
So here's where we're at on this now. You can't count on Noah Brown playing at any point. He's injured too much. He'll play again this season. He'll help at some point. But when that happens, it's a bonus. You cannot count on and just say, all right, Noah Brown on this date and bank on this many targets and this many catches. You now have to file him into the category of he's not available to us. And on the day that he is, you just go, oh, well, that's cool.
What a nice bonus.
That's where we are with
him. Yeah, he belongs on the Curtis Samuel Memorial bike. What a frustrating thing. And again, I don't think this is nothing sinister here. I don't think any, you know, this is a swing and a miss, right? The normal procedure for return to play, which Dan Quinn loves, and they love to hit their markers, and they're patient with guys, and rightfully so. That's good. But the analogy I came up with is, you've seen that movie where the heroes, all the party, has to cross a giant gorge and the bridge is rickety, right? You can make it across that bridge one time. Counting on that bridge, making return trips back and forth, probably folly. That's what Noah Brown is. I like Noah Brown. Personally, he went through hell last year, by the way. And I'm not being flippant about it. This is serious life stuff with him, what he went through last year. But counting on him as your second receiver, because again, I put Debo in kind of a different subcategory. Debo is their number one weapon.
Well, Noah Brown is outside on almost every down for them because they're an 11 personnel so much.
All the time. He is your second receiver. That's stupid, respectfully. That is a mistake. Not because he can't play, but because he can't play because of the health. Counting on him for more than a handful of games to be himself is a fool's errand. Something else should have been done there. Whether that's, you know, more emphasis elevating Luke McCaffrey, whether that's getting Jalen Lane up to speed and maybe saying, hey, don't go to punt return practice, go to run the route practice. I don't know. But they only kept a handful of guys at this really thin spot. One didn't play at all ramping up to the season, had two on-field practices with the starters in Terry McLaurin. He's hurt. Who would have thunk it? And the oft-injured guy that's always hurt, you're not going to believe what's happened now. He's hurt. This will be half the season, no Noah Brown.
Yeah, the way they've operated at receiver is pretty staggering and just seems so misguided to have only kept five on the roster at the beginning of the year. When one of them, to your point with Terry McLaurin, had almost no prep. And another is a guy that cannot be relied upon to stay healthy in Noah Brown. Now you're down to three. And one of those guys is a rookie who'd never played before, who's still trying to kind of figure it out as a route runner, ran a great stop-and-go route this past week.
That little stutter-go was nasty.
Nice little double move to get open. I love Jalen Lane. But it's obvious they don't completely trust him yet, just based on, you know, play time and usage. The other was Luke McCaffrey, and I tip my cap. They're right on Luke so far. He has broken out. He scored in three of their last four games. He's been excellent on kick returns. And then you've got Deebo Samuel, who has been your bell cow offensively, your focal point, the best part of your offense. But by the way, a lengthy injury history for him as well. So two receivers who are constantly on the injured list throughout their career, including a guy who there were questions about coming into the season, like can he stay healthy in Noah, or am I talking about Deebo? And then you've got Terry, who hadn't done much, and yet and still they only kept five. Now, I don't choose to get upset or angry about that, and I don't think it's malpractice or anything crazy. I think it's silly. I think it was odd. But they haven't been hurt, I don't think, by the receiver position, really. There's been some drops by Chris Moore. Would you like to have McLaurin out there, Noah Brown out there? Of course. But if you think about it, the guys that would have made the team made the practice squad. It's not like somebody got plucked. So they liked Tay Martin. He's played in a couple games and caught some passes. They liked Ja'Cory Brooks. He was on the P squad. He played six reps this past week. All of the guys that they wanted organizationally to keep, they did. And it's not like Jalen Lane hasn't helped. He's actually been pretty good. It's not like Luke McCaffrey hasn't helped. He's actually been awesome. Deebo Samuel's been one of the better receivers in the league. So I think they've been good enough at receiver that I'm not going to actually take them to task too much on what they did. But I can acknowledge it's weird that they thought, for some reason this offseason, after a year where Noah Brown, who got hurt all the time in Houston, got hurt all the time here, let's make sure we bring him back and make him a priority for us. That's strange. That was a tough decision that has backfired.
Yeah, so I will take him to task a little bit. I understand not going paying Davante Adams $22 million a year for that job. I get that. But saying he's our number two and then whoopsie-daisy, a bunch of unproven practice squad Peters or guys that didn't do a whole lot, you couldn't have been in the market for Josh Palmer for, you know, relatively same amount
Buffalo's
of money.
Buffalo's looking to trade for a receiver right now. He's done nothing.
He has. I mean, I'm saying, like, we're not asking this guy to be a superstar. Like, that tier, they didn't address it at all. They went, nope, we're good. For inexperienced guys, and you look at a couple of games ago when they won, it was good for them that they won, but Deebo Samuel gets 12 targets, nobody else had more than two. Tells you everything. They don't trust anybody else. So if you didn't trust anybody else at the spot where you handpicked a bunch of guys, either the guys can play or they can't. And if they can't, you do what you've done in other spots where you go into the free agent market and you try to replace some of these players or, you know, at least provide more competition, not in the back end, any readily available that any of the 32 teams could sign him, practice squad tier, but like have played in this league, have some pelts on the wall in this league. Again, I'm not saying you go spend $40 million at every position. You can't do that, right? I'm not naive, but that, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, the Tyler Lockett tier, like that guy for very little money was available, and you went, no, we got Noah Brown and a bunch of kids that have never done it.
So am I surprised that they didn't tap into that pool in free agency? Sure. I just don't think it would have affected the season at all to this point. I don't think when I watch them, I'm going, damn if you had Tyler Lockett or Josh Palmer. I mean, there are a couple of plays with Chris Moore that have been bad, where maybe if it's somebody else, they don't drop the pass on a third and two. They picked up the fourth and two anyway, by the way. But Moore was their leading receiver this week. I mean, he caught a nice touchdown.
It was a great touchdown.
He came out net, I think, 3 for 46 of 54 through the air in the first quarter and a half or so. Like, he was actually pretty good in this game. would I have liked to have had a better option than him that would have done more with the opportunities given and not dropped a possible touchdown catch against L.A.? Sure, absolutely. But even with that drop touchdown against L.A., you know, they're just shy of 30 points in that game while only Deebo Samuel's getting targets. So I don't think the offense, which is sixth in the NFL right now, would be that different or that better. Now, here's one area where I think they have missed the boat some, and this is where I'll agree with you. I think when you look at the way that you've built the receiver room without Terry, and this is not really a Noah Brown point, they have very little speed, very little vertical, pushing of defenses, stressing and putting you in conflict in the deep secondary, and they don't really use Jalen Lane enough to allow him to be that guy, which I don't understand. I would use him more. But who takes the lid off? Like, who runs some of that stuff to open up underneath? Watch the Bears' defense and how they defended them. One of the reasons that Daniels has to be pinpoint with his command and control, you know, in the strike zone, so to speak, throwing with ball placement is that the windows are a little smaller because people are squatting on things. And that's why the Bears were able to stop the run. They had no fear of anything behind them really all game long.
Washington is the most blitzed offense in the NFL because of that very fact. There is no fear. Anybody, if you complete a pass to a hot route, it's Zach Ertz, catch and fall. You complete a pass to, you know, somebody else working underneath or a running back, you can rally and make the tackle. There's no, if it's blocked up, this is a touchdown. There is no threat at this point. And so McLaurin, of course, needs to come back. But yeah, I didn't love the receiver. I haven't loved the receiver room for a couple of years. They got away with it last year. And this amazing rush offense, we haven't noticed it. Well, when that rush offense isn't going great for whatever reason, because the Bears turn into the 85 Bears, and you need to sling it around a little bit, it's harder, as you mentioned, with Chris Moore last year with Jamison Crowder and Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown and a bunch of Jags. I wish they'd done more in that regard. And that's not Chris Moore. Oh, thank you. But Noah Brown, being your number two, was a mistake to me.
So, you know, yes, I agree with most of your point. I think it's hard to say he's the number two when you have Terry McLaurin and Deebo. I understand what you mean when they all line up, but they wouldn't view it that way.
They don't view it that way.
Deebo runs routes.
I don't have let's have a better term for what Noah Brown is. I don't know what to call it.
A guy that you're banking on being outside and helping you every week in 11 personnel. That's a wordy way to say it. You know what I mean? But he's not their number two receiver, obviously. In a world where they have McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, and if Adam Peters is listening, he's going, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, he's a 4.5 target per week guy. That was the second most last year when he played.
Right. Yeah.
Among the receivers, but that's not even including Ertz and then Eckler and everybody else. Yeah.
So I think two things can be true. I agree that I would have done different things at receiver than they did, and I didn't love the way they put it together with some of the question marks. But do you agree with me, which is, I think, the second discussion here, which is, they wouldn't have more wins right now if they went into that, you know, Tyler Lockett pool, or that they had another Jag veteran instead of Noah Brown or something like that. Or even just another veteran. You know, during training camp, you and I were saying, let's bring in a wide receiver. And they were bringing in Tay Martin and, you know, whoever the DC Defenders player was that signed here for a few minutes. Those were the types of guys they were bringing in during camp. Had they have gone and gotten someone who was out there until the very end, you know, Jamison Crowder, like, option. I still don't get why they didn't re-sign Olamide Zaccheaus, by the way. As you said earlier, like, that guy, man, was here last year. Look what he's doing with the Bears.
Seems fine to me.
He would be a nice option. But yeah. Maybe we can open up the phones on this before we get into our conversation on the big picture in the NFC and how Washington slots in right now in the playoff picture. Noah Brown's going to injured reserve. Big surprise today from Dan Quinn with the media. We thought he'd be back this weekend because he was on the verge, we were told, on the precipice last week of playing against Chicago, but the groin didn't respond. So now they're shutting him down for a month. He will not play in this brutal four-game stretch that starts with Dallas, that includes at Kansas City, Seattle, and Detroit, a couple of powers in the NFC. And this is a guy that they think is really important to their offense, obviously. Did they do enough at receiver? Are you okay with how they've gone about the receiver position? Had they have gone with one of those veterans Danny's talking about? It means you don't get to see Luke McCaffrey as much as you have, who's made the most of his opportunities. It means you're not given a chance for a guy like Jalen Laney, just drafted in the mid-rounds, to excel. He had a 37-yard catch this past week. 800-636-1067. You want to join us on Grant and Danny.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
What happened with the groin? Was there a setback, or was it, did something happen while he was practicing that re-injured it? Or, and I guess, why not put him on IR before this point?
Yeah, well, I would say it wasn't a setback. It just hasn't responded, you know, quite the way that it needs to. So I wouldn't call it a setback. Hindsight's 20/20. And I think the main thing is, man, we're going to get him right. And that's the ultimate goal, to get there. So we know that means 4 more weeks. And like, the guy's working incredibly hard at it. And so we want to make sure hit all the marks that we can with him.
So you remember all that stuff we were saying late last week about Noah Brown possibly coming back to take on the Bears, very likely being able to help against Dallas based on how things were trending? Never mind.
Nope.
Injured reserve and out for the next 4 games, which is a quarter of a football season, which is added to him having not played since he got hurt during the Green Bay game. Had he have gone on IR right then and right there, he'd be eligible to come off injured reserve in a week. And maybe he could, who knows? But because the groin has not responded, because they don't want to push it, because they don't want to continue to burn a roster spot, they're now placing him on IR, and there is no retroactive installment like there is in baseball. So 4 weeks without him starting right now, and you've got arguably your toughest 4-game stretch on your slate beginning this week, with a really good Dallas Cowboys offense in their building. And this is the easiest of the 4 games as a division rival who you struggle with.
That's right.
As we welcome you back, though, on Grant and Danny here on The Fan, I'll direct you to our 106.7 The Fan Twitter poll, Metropolitan Moving and Storage, where we're asking you about your confidence level in the Commanders making the playoffs. We'll hit that a little bit later on in the show, but go vote. We will respond to some of those numbers later on. Danny, on the phones right now, the question, 800-636-1067. What are your thoughts on Noah Brown to injured reserve and how they've handled the receiver position coming in with just 5 on the original 53-man roster, one of whom was oft injured Brown, one of whom was oft injured Samuel, who's banged up right now, and one of whom McLaurin had done pretty much nothing all summer?
Yeah, I didn't like it last year, and I really didn't like it this year, especially the McLaurin point, right? The fear that I had, that I was screaming about, you know, like a lot of people were, is, I understand you want more money. I get it. This is a miserable league and it's unfair in a lot of ways. Get what you can get until the clock turns to this season. And he held out too long and now he's hurt, and his chance to have a great season, I think, is slipping by, sort of drifting away like Wilson in, you know, to Tom Hanks's character in Castaway. And that affects everybody, because that receiver room without him isn't very good. It's unproven, right? Their actions tell you they don't want Luke McCaffrey on the field a ton, getting a ton of targets. He only played 30% of snaps the other day, even with all the injuries around him. In one receiver sets, it was Chris Moore, who, again, with all due respect, is not very good. He dropped passes in training camp, preseason, and has a drop each of the last couple of weeks to go with a couple of nice plays here and there. It's not his fault he's Chris Moore. It's their fault that that's the assembled group. They don't trust Jalen Lane yet. Should they? That's a great conversation. Maybe it's time to. But if you're not going to say, let's go play the kids, then you need an answer that's ready. And that's not Ja'Cory Brooks, with all due respect. That's not Tay Martin. That's somebody bona fide, because that's where your, I guess, preferences have shown through. You don't believe in your young kids yet. That's your right. That's your prerogative. If that's the case, then that can't be the option.
So for me, I don't take great issue with the receiver position. I am surprised by how they built it. I found it curious, and I thought their confidence in the group that they had to only go with five, with some of the question marks we've talked about, that confidence was probably unfounded. But it's important to remember that they paid Deebo Samuel about $20 million a year this offseason. So when you go out and you pay Deebo $20 million, how many teams made a bigger commitment financially to bring in a wide receiver weapon this year than Washington? A couple?
It's literally two. So Cooper Kupp, multiple years, and Devontae
Adams.
Over
a one-year deal.
Very little, yeah.
On a cap number this year, that might have been the biggest splash anybody made at the position.
Yeah, it's Rams and Devontae Adams one and Washington two with Deebo. Yep.
So you've got that, and then they paid Terry McLaurin. Now, they did a great job winning that negotiation, and he's only getting a one-year extension. But it's not like they just – you're acting as if, to some extent, they just sat on their hands and were like, well, we're fine at receiver. They paid Terry. They paid Deebo Samuel. By the way, you drafted Luke McCaffrey in the third round last year. I'm not in the business of just getting excited to block him. You drafted Jalen Lane in the fourth round this year. You'd like to see that guy play. So there's four guys you're counting on. You brought Noah Brown back, hoping he could stay healthy, who's a really, really good fit in what you do if he's on the field. So I actually think I get where they were coming from. I would have liked to have seen one more veteran, but I'm not going to be worked into a lather because I don't think it would have changed much. They're the number six offense in the league. They're running the ball really, really well. Debo's been awesome. Luke's been impactful. Lane has made plays when given chances. Moore is certainly inconsistent and puts the ball on the ground too much, but he's helped. Had a big touchdown catch this past week as well. So it's not like we're scratching our heads on Mondays after these losses going, damn, this receiver room is terrible. Or it's like San Francisco where they're signing a guy Wednesday and playing him. That hasn't happened. All the guys catching balls, getting targets, have been practicing since day one with the first team at training camp. But the Noah Brown thing is maddening because they decided, yeah, we know he's hurt all the time, but let's bring him back and try it one more time. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. What do you make of the news today? Brown to IR.
Hi, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I think that it's one of those things where you look at the receiver room, and I think a lot of the blame kind of goes on the front office there, is because you're expecting everybody to be, you're requiring everybody to be healthy. You're requiring Deebo, Terry, Noah, I mean, all these guys to be healthy, because if not, you know, you say next man up, but your next man up are punt returners and kick returners who have done well, and they're doing, you know, good things, but it just seems like a flimsy or at least weak, way of just putting things together. None of it is on Noah Brown. He's just, you can't, completely rely on him.
Appreciate you. I mean, I would ask, how much do you want to invest in the position when you've paid McLaurin $30 million a year AAV, and now you brought in Deebo at almost 20?
That is a fair question. And my response to that is, then I need the faders turned way up somewhere else. And they didn't really do that either.
Like, different conversation, but that's fine.
Right, I guess that's really my frustration is, why not have a great group? Why not have something somewhere where you go, there's your decided advantage. And if you don't want to spend more than you have to at receiver, that's fine. You know, what else could you have done at corner or safety or a defensive end spot in free agency or via trade or whatever? And I guess that's more my frustration is, it's just that we'll do a little bit here. We'll do a little bit here. But my view on the receiver spot, you're right about the salary cap allocations and going to get Deebo. I guess my frustration or my thought going, I'm sitting there going, Terry McLaurin's not going to be himself for a while, and you're counting on Noah Brown to play a bunch of games. Other than that, it's a bunch of what? And we're left with what? There's a lot more what than there should be for a team that's got NFC Championship aspirations.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast on Grant and Danny. What's up, Zeke? How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Love your show.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't think we were losing much with Noah because he's always injury prone. So, but my question is, I don't understand why Kingsbury does not use Lane as a D threat. Lane has the same, actually a better 40 than Terry, but I never see him use. He should be a D threat on almost every play. That will open up the offense and let our receivers get, you know, behind the. Because we never even try him. And I think that's the problem, because everybody's stacking the box because they know we run well. But we have to have a deep threat. So why do you think they're not using Lane as a deep threat? Forget about his college career.
Yeah, this is about 15 minutes ago, and we talked about it yesterday. I don't really get it.
There's something we don't know. I don't know what that is, obviously.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it seems like maybe it's a trust thing or just you got to earn it. Like, for whatever reason, for about a month, Ja'Cory Cross-Gemerit was getting a handful of carries. And then it just... One day became that he's going to get 95% of the carries, yeah. Right?
Now you're ready for 17.
They just graduated him. They said, you know, all those fears and anxieties and nerves we had about you in pass pro, not anymore. Now you're going to get all of the touches. And so I don't know what that, like, mystery thing is sometimes where I've got to see it, I've got to know. It's based on practice or what he's doing in the building. But I would have him out there more because speed threatens defenses. And just being able to push vertically down the field changes how you guard everybody else defensively in the secondary. And I don't even care if he's targeted on some of the like running posts or nine routes or whatever. You're just run for love of the game stuff, and it takes a defender and maybe a safety occasionally away. And now it's a math equation everywhere else where you might get man coverage for Zach Ertz on one of those square ends or the things he likes to run where he beats people in the middle of the field for 7 or 10 yards on a 3rd and 6. I don't think it's a pass protection thing because they've been very solid in that area. And so I don't think they're taking deep shots off the board because of that, as an example. By the way, the Commanders right now, the 8th biggest commitment to the wide receiver position in the entire NFL. The Bengals are in their own stratosphere.
Sure, they reset every market.
Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins both got paid. But among the rest of the teams in the league, Washington, 8th overall, 7th non-Bengals among paying the receiver position. The big problem for them is 2 of their top 3 guys got hurt. And if you take 2 of the top 3 guys off of any receiver room, it gets bad quick. Now, the argument you could make for Washington was one of those guys didn't practice all summer, so he's more likely to get hurt. And the other guy gets hurt almost all the time. Let's go to Disco and Laurel. What's up, Disco?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of points, and both of you all made some really great points. One, it's not so much and Grant, you made a point about, you know, they won the offseason. I don't even care. That's another issue. Could they have gotten the same deal done with Terry without all of this? That's a whole different issue. But my issue with the wide receivers, one, is the preparation. They weren't prepared correctly. Where I think Adam Peters made his mistake was the minute that Noah Brown was not able to practice in camp, they should have gotten a replacement. That's the mistake. They kept thinking that he was going to come out of training camp and be able to play. They didn't act soon enough. The second thing is, when you look at guys like Lane and McCaffrey, I said this, I went to every preseason game. I said Luke McCaffrey practiced every day in camp. He played in every preseason game. He played on special teams in preseason, and he got all the snaps. Now look at, guess what? He's one of the up-and-coming stars that we have. So the mistake was not going out to get someone at the end of training camp for Noah Brown. And the way the wide receivers have been prepared was not very good. And the whole Terry situation, there were no winners. This was on Peters, and this was on Terry. And guess where we are now? Thank you.
Appreciate you, dude.
Thanks, Disco. I think it's a great point. When I say they won the negotiation financially, they made out.
Right.
I mean, they basically gave him a 1-year extension. They can get out of the deal after next year. But yeah, it cost them pretty obviously. As we've seen, he's still not back on the field. We're assuming he will be against Dallas, just like we were assuming Noah Brown would be against Dallas.
Yeah, seriously.
Now, it should be noted that Dan Quinn did say today he will practice this week, which had not happened at all as of last week. But because it's a short week, I mean, you forget, like, we're on Wednesday. They're doing a jog through. So they have Thursday to have a full practice, that's basically it. They'll do a little bit lighter Friday work from their Thursday load, I would guess. Friday will be elevated from what a normal Friday is just to get some work in, I'd have to imagine. And then they hit the road to go to Dallas on Saturday. They got no time here. So you're talking about maybe one practice for Terry. I mean, he's just going to come back and go 8 for 117 and 2 touchdowns?
He'll be himself? Yeah.
I don't know. After weeks of missing. 800-636-1067. Your thoughts at receiver, Noah Brown to injured reserve. When he was on the verge of coming back after missing 3 games, he's going to miss 4 more. This is The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're taking you up to 6:30 this evening. At 4 o'clock, a chance for one of our listeners to win tickets to the Capitals, who have won three straight games thanks to an overtime winner last night.
That was a fun one.
Jacob Chychrun walking off the Tampa Bay Lightning. Skating off, walking off? What do we prefer there?
I don't know what to do. I've said both and hope that nobody calls me on it.
Tom Wilson made a great play. That's top line, handsome Tom Wilson. So during the break, I walked into their studio and I told them, I said, guys, I got to tell you, I pride myself. Hopefully you'll acknowledge this is true. If it's not, please let me know.
Okay.
I pride myself on smelling very good. I'm a cologne guy. I'm a deodorant guy.
Grant is a good smeller. He also is, you are blessed, if I can say this, without perspiration.
Yes.
You may overheat at some point when it's too hot out because you don't have the natural cooling mechanism the rest of us have. But to me, sweat means stinky, and I stink a lot, and I sweat a lot, and I'm vulnerable to that. You are not.
I can count on one hand the number of times in my life where I feel like when I've sniffed myself, I have body odor. Right now is one of those times. And it's because I was in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
I woke up at 4 a.m., do the teeth and the medicines and all the your two fat pills and all the stuff that I'm doing. And so by the time I get out of the hotel room, I didn't grab my deodorant off the sink and put deodorant on. It's still in Milwaukee right now. So I got to D.C., and the first thing I did, I put my bags up here. I go down to the CVS next door. I try to get a stick of deodorant. They wanted to charge me $11 for it. And I said, I'd rather Danny tell me I smell bad today than spend $11 on deodorant when I got 10 sticks at my house. So I told them, I'm not doing that.
You're just going to be Kyle Pitts today.
By the way, $11 for a stick of deodorant.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure anything's working right now. I'm sure everyone should be happy with anything. But I'm talking to these guys about this, and our boss walks into the room. So welcome onto the show, please. Chris Kinard, who runs this here radio station and all of the stations in the building.
All the stations, really.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Most of the stations we have.
Yeah. So I want you to tell Danny the thing that you told me, this, what you acknowledged as a truth about you that blew my mind.
Well, I walked in and you were talking about the different deodorants and how, you know, Darius was saying that some irritate his skin and you were saying you don't like certain types. And I said, yeah, I don't actually wear any deodorant at all. I wear no deodorant and I haven't in maybe 15 years. I don't remember the last time I did.
What?
Yep.
Guy.
What do you mean?
Let me go full Obama. Let me be clear. What? He has not put deodorant on under his arms, on his armpits. He said in 15 to 20 years, not one time.
Did you have some sort of reaction and then you're like, I can't do that anymore?
Yeah, I think it's bad for you. And they say like the metals or something get in your body. And I just realized that I, like Grant, don't sweat very much.
CFK Jr. over
and
here.
And Yeah, yeah. That's a great bit. That's a great bit.
Metal's getting in here.
Yeah.
So the metals.
I just don't do it.
The metal Chris is getting in there.
Metals. Yeah, we're all supposed to.
Metal Chris gets in your butt.
Are there some metals in there or something that get in your body?
I have no idea.
Alkalines.
You think I know about those?
I think aluminum maybe. So I just have you ever smelled? Have I ever smelled bad in your presence?
No, not once. And I'm not just saying that because you're in charge, but like I've never thought, you know who stinks is CK. I've never said that.
Not one time have I ever noticed that you had body odor. And obviously, if you did, you would wear deodorant. This is something where you realize somewhere along the way it wasn't necessary. So is your routine just a good scrub in the shower and you're good?
I don't leave the house without showering, and I use a lot of soap. And then I'm very stressed out, as you see in my office sometimes. But I just
you rub your forehead a lot, but you don't sweat.
Yeah.
What if you, let's say you went to the, you used to bring a bag and go to the gym. You probably still do.
Yeah.
After that, don't apply something. What do you smell like?
No. So I usually do that at the end of my day after I'm done ever interacting with people.
But do you have body odor then?
And I, a little bit sometimes. I usually, if I have like plans after that, then I would go home and shower first or shower here. If I have like a.
So I've heard of people like that. So Matthew McConaughey's like that, where he like takes 7 showers a day just because he doesn't want to, he doesn't like putting stuff on.
Yeah. So I'll do 2 showers. Like if it's a really active, you know, weekend or whatever, and I have plans that night, then I'll take like a second shower and then get dressed.
I love a shower.
Also, showers are wonderful.
Showers are the best.
Why would you?
Especially facing forward when you take the shampoo
on the back. Always facing, the water should be hitting your back.
You should face forward.
On a scale, thank you. 1 to 100 on a scale. Like where 100 is the hottest that the water can get. Where are you on the shower scale?
100.
I mean, I scold myself. Yeah. My wife will get in the shower and she'll be like, what are you doing? You're burning off your skin.
You're like, that's right.
It however far it goes before it's not allowed to go anymore. I don't get in at that, but you go a little more, little more, little more.
You're like the frog that's boiling, doesn't know it's boiling.
Oh, it's the best. It's so good.
So, okay.
When, by the way, our boss doesn't wear deodorant.
I know.
Can I smell your armpits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to know.
Was going to be my question.
I mean, this is going to be weird, but yeah. I'm down for that.
I just want to know if he's not prepared. He didn't put deodorant on.
No, he didn't do anything.
What is his natural resting default scent?
Okay, so you go across and do that, and I'll ask this. So during the workout.
By the way, where do you work? I'm about to smell my boss's armpits.
Yeah, exactly. So while you're exercising, and you've been actually getting after it, having a grand old time exercising, doing whatever you're going to do. Yeah. Does it stink then? Do you stink then? Like at the end?
I don't go that hard. Let's be honest.
But like if you did.
If I did, maybe I
like
would.
Like if you were helping one of your brothers move.
You're not
like,
doing a Danny Rouillet circuit.
I've never thrown up in this building from working out. I can tell you that.
Then you haven't worked out.
Yeah. Come join us 11:30. If you were Metropolitan Moving and CK.
Yes.
Like, and you were helping someone move. At the end of the day, would you smell?
Probably not that much, but I probably would a little bit.
All right. This is now Grant sniffing CK's armpit. YouTube page. Make sure it's on camera. This is the left arm is going up.
This is weird.
Raise your left hand like you're a fan. Yeah, there you go. And Grant is in. What do you have?
It's a natural, I would say a manly scent.
Is there an Elon in there?
When I get like a deep, deep smell, I could smell a little something.
Because you did take a deep smell.
That was way too deep.
You got in there.
I did. I would say like, I'm not going to say there's zero scent of like anybody.
But it's not overpowering. It's not strong.
But, I mean, you would have to, short of people getting their nose into your armpit and smelling as hard as they could like I just did, I don't think they would notice it. That's incredible. Now, I wouldn't let anyone do that to me now because it's a tough guy.
Yeah, how do you smell?
Get in here and smell his armpit, please.
No, it's just not happening.
Come on, Grant.
No, this is the worst I've ever smelled.
Yeah, Ryan, come on in.
If you would. And this is the worst I've ever smelled.
Well, we know it's bad, but like we got to know. Let's
I'm just telling you, it's brutal right now.
Smell CK's armpit first.
Smelly kid in class.
And then compare to Grant's. So tell me what you have. Give me the aroma.
I smell nothing.
Nothing.
Like it was. You got to get really deep.
You smell like,
smell.
Is it laundry detergent, fabric softener, that kind of stuff that you probably smell? Or do you smell any scent?
I smell no
scent.
No musk, no nothing.
Can I tell you something? I've worn this shirt probably 3 times without washing it, by the way.
Hey, that's incredible. Stop. That's incredible. What are you doing?
What are these reveals?
This is insane. Now, I'm pre-humiliated right now. You know how I don't like to sleep around people and all that stuff?
Yeah.
It's always been my greatest fear that I don't smell good. That's why I wear deodorant and cologne and all these things. So I'm just going to preface this by saying, travel day. Didn't apply deodorant.
We all know. That's why we're doing it.
I mean, this is the worst.
Is this the worst you've... This is what I was asking. Is this the worst you've smelled?
I hope so. I mean, it's bad right now.
I don't
think Clary should do this because it's gross.
So I would argue, real quick, there's no way that you at your worst smell as bad as I do at my worst. Right? There's no way. Just because of the amount of sweat and grossness. On your scale, how bad is this?
Oh, this is a 10 out of 10.
This is a 10.
This is as bad as it gets.
All right, Ryan, get in there.
My wife's never smelled me like this. Like, when I get home, I will go right in the shower.
Right arm up. Ryan, Clary, go.
Oh, God.
Just go. Just go. Just go. Don't stop. Don't hesitate.
Oh, God.
It's tough, man.
Describe it. Describe it. Describe it. Describe it.
First off, I just want to say, I'm sorry, Grant. That was awful.
That's tough, man. I tried to tell you. How did this all start? What did I tell you? Stay away from me.
Yeah.
I've got some body odor.
You prefaced. He prefaced.
I did.
That was awful. I'm sorry. That was so
Ryan has tears in his eyes, by the way.
What did I tell you guys? I just told you. This is going to be bad. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.